For the past few weeks, the Human Rights Initiative of North Texas has received 10 or so phone calls a day from attorneys asking what they can do to help the unaccompanied children coming from the border. Executive Director Bill Holston says he's used to hearing from attorneys offering their services.
But what's different is we're getting contacted by lawyers who've never expressed interest in pro bono before, and firms that, although they've done work for us in the past, are interested. They have lawyers in those firms that are, for the first time, interested in volunteering.
The Human Rights Initiative has also heard from psychologists offering counseling or medical evaluations. Holston says that's unusual. His small staff has provided free legal services for immigrants since 2000. It recently teamed up with the Hispanic Bar Association, and for the past year, it's been providing free services to children in a shelter run by Catholic Charities of Fort Worth. Holston says attorneys will be crucial when the kids arrive in Dallas County.
Because some of those kids are going to be going to places that don't have robust pro bono programs. And so it may be the only legal information they ever receive will be whatever screenings or Know Your Rights presentations take place there at the shelter.
Rocio Cristina Garcia is a real estate attorney who volunteers as co-chair of the Unaccompanied Minors Action Committee for the Dallas Hispanic Bar Association. She says you don't have to be an immigration attorney to help out.
What we're trying to do is be a voice for these children, for the unaccompanied minors, and we are doing this by organizing all of our volunteers.
Garcia has been organizing training sessions. Attorneys learn to screen children in detention centers and shelters and to represent them in court. They're also trained how to teach children and families their legal rights.
We're really looking for just anyone willing to help these children, anyone who is an attorney willing to help these children.
Terry Henderson, State Disaster Relief Director for Texas Baptist Men, just got back from a trip to the border. His group has been working with churches and agencies in the area, providing showers and laundry services. He still doesn't know how his volunteers will help in Dallas County.
We just tell people to, you know, watch our website, you know, watch the media, watch the news. We're just in a holding pattern waiting to see where we can fit in.
Meanwhile, the Guadalupe Cathedral in downtown Dallas announced it's sponsoring a welcome box drive for the children. Volunteers can include things like shampoo, conditioner, soap, toothpaste, and a toothbrush inside a shoebox and drop it off at the church. Stella Chavez, KERA News.